Welcome to another episode of Help Me Help You, the podcast where we explore the ins and outs of the sports agent world. Thank you for joining me again today. I'm your host, two-time MLB draft pick and current MLBPA General Certified Agent, Jason Hoffman. Now, with this being episode number 5 and me naming Yadi Molina as the greatest number 4 in baseball history last episode, where do you think I'm going this week? I'll give you a hint. I'm staying in the Midwest, specifically in St. Louis, and I'm going with none other than, you guessed it, Albert Pujols. Talk about an absolute terror when he came up. I mean, this dude was unreal for over a decade in St. Louis. Scary hitter, and as hitters, we talk about not giving up at bats. Well, he was the definition of a tough out. He battled every at bat, every pitch, didn't give at bats away, so going to have to go with AP. Now, Joe DiMaggio, I didn't forget about Joe, San Francisco guy. Didn't forget about him at all. He is an icon, a legend. It was close. It was hard, but had to go with Pujols for his overall body of work. So without further ado, let's dive into episode number 5. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about the critical aspects of assessing a baseball player's physical attributes, skills, and potential. In the world of sports agents, evaluating a player's abilities accurately is paramount to you having success in this business. And with spring training getting started last week and college baseball already in full swing in week 3, these skills will come in handy for agents in your ability to evaluate talent. Now, evaluating a player's abilities is critical, but I'm going to be honest, it's not as difficult today as it was when I first started out in this business 20 years ago. Reason being is simply due to advancements in technology, such as advanced statistics, better data collection methods, improved scouting techniques, and what I believe is the most important for evaluating amateur players specifically, the availability of video analysis. There's also a greater emphasis on analytic-driven decision-making, which does provide more comprehensive insight into player performance and potential. So let's back up a little bit. Let's talk about video analysis. I mean, today, talent evaluators, scouts, agents, we all have the luxury of watching virtually any amateur player in the country, or in the world for that matter, on our phone. Every college conference televises their games now. They all have an app. I mean, even apps like Game Changer stream high school games. So not only have these things made evaluating talent easier, but it's also made it much faster. I mean, you can literally watch games from coast to coast in one day without ever leaving your desk. It simply gives us agents the ability to do more work. Now, does it replace the need to get out to games in person? Absolutely not. Some of the best talent evaluating that you're going to do will be done at the ballpark. Cameras can't catch pregame infield, outfield, or give you the ability to see a player from multiple angles, or how they react in the dugout after a strikeout or an error. It simply allows you to be in two places at once when needed. I won't bore you with everything that you should be looking for. I mean, we all know what the 5 tools are: speed, arm strength, the ability to hit for average, the ability to hit for power, and fielding. Now, speed for me is a big one, though, because it often is a good indicator of a player's athleticism. And arm strength, depending on the position, isn't as important as you would think. I mean, for example, you don't need a cannon to play first base, but it does help to be accurate when you need that double play turn from the bag. Now, fielding your position is crucial, especially if the player is playing in the middle of the diamond, like a shortstop, center fielder, or catcher. And lastly, a player's ability to hit a baseball is always going to be his calling card. That's what's going to likely get you drafted. If you're a position player, that is what is going to get you to the major leagues, and that is what is ultimately going to allow you to start at the big league level. That bat is going to have to carry you. And hitting for power will always be coveted in baseball. But one aspect of talent evaluating that often gets overlooked, in my opinion, is the player's baseball instincts. Does this player have a high baseball IQ? Do they know when to tag up, how to read a ball in the dirt, when to look to hit the ball to the backside? If you're looking at a pitcher, Does the pitcher know how and when to add and to subtract with his fastball? All of these things factor into a player's overall profile, and they are things that you should learn to identify as an agent. Now, different positions in baseball may require specific physical attributes as well. So you must consider a player's height, body weight, body composition, and overall physical build. I mean, analyze whether their physical characteristics align with the demands of their position. Certain positions, like pitchers and catchers, may require, or may have different requirements. Now, once you get the hang of assessing physical attributes, skills, and potential, the road to becoming a successful agent gets a little bit easier. It does require a keen eye, an attention to detail, and an understanding of how these elements interact to shape a player's career. And remember, each player is unique, and your ability to accurately evaluate their strengths and weaknesses will be a key factor in guiding them to the most money that they can get in a contract negotiation. Now, when it comes to being an agent, a player's performance is only half of the equation, though. The other half is assessing their work ethic, their attitude, coachability, and character. And let me be completely honest, these things won't prevent a tooled-up player from being drafted and signed. I mean, we are in a talent-driven business. But if a player doesn't work hard, if they have a bad attitude, if they aren't coachable, if they lack character, it's only a matter of time before it catches up with them. And me personally, if a player is a bad teammate, I don't care how good he is, I'm just not going to represent him. I feel like you can't get away with that in baseball because we play too many games and there's so much failure involved that nobody wants to be around a jerk for 8 months of the year, including myself. So what does work ethic look like? Well, pay close attention to how players approach training, practice, off-season conditioning. Look for consistency and dedication in those areas. And what about attitude? Well, consider their interactions with teammates, coaches, and their staff. A positive attitude and a willingness to collaborate are valuable assets. Now, baseball is a game of adjustments, which makes coachability a huge factor. Are you going after players that are receptive to coaching and feedback? Are they willing to make necessary adjustments to improve? Character is also a big factor. Look for honesty in players, ethical behavior, and accountability in their actions on and off the field. Again, a lack of these things will not prevent a talented player from being drafted and signed for a lot of money. But eventually, a lack of these things will catch up with them. Remember, you're not just looking for players to get drafted. You're looking for players that can get drafted, make it to the major leagues for at least 6 years as a starter, and then hit free agency. So you're not just looking for a one-time shot. You're looking for this person to be consistent, get to the big leagues, get to free agency. And that's where the lack of these characteristics will trip a player up. If you don't have good character, if you're lazy, if you're not a good teammate, you may not even make it to the major leagues. You may not even make it through the minor leagues. So you have to have that other component. You can't just be tooled up and be a complete bad teammate, bad character guy. You're just not going to last in this game. And so as agents, we have to look for those players that have the complete package. You have to remember, it's not just about evaluating a player's skills, but it's also about assessing a player's suitability for your representation. So by mastering these techniques, you'll be better equipped to make informed decisions that benefit both your clients and your career as a baseball agent. All right, folks, that's going to do it for today. I will see you next week. Enjoy the games.